The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise more clouds than sun. Highs around 85, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows around 62. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 87, a mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the drought conditions across the Mid-America region have not only hurt the wheat conditions and the springtime planting, but also been devastating for many that are in the cattle industry as well.
Well, I'm 66 years old. I've never seen it this dry. We run a large farm and about 30,000 head of feedlot cattle, and this will be the first year in our history that come August, when it's time to cut new crop, we won't have a 10,000-ton carryover silage. It's all going to be used.
That audio from KWCH News, where he says they run a cattle farm of near 30,000 head of cattle. That's been increasing the cost of feed as they put the silage out across the pastures for the cattle to come and graze at their leisure.
Brought tires out, feeding my cows silage. I'm out here every other day. They're probably getting 30, 40 pounds a day. I will not sell my cattle. I cannot afford to sell my cattle. I'll feed them and keep them.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Residents across the state of Kansas saw a red flash across the sky overnight on Wednesday, wondering what it may have been. As according to Kansas officials, they believe it was part of the SpaceX Dragon capsule that was prepared to splash down into the Gulf of Mexico from the International Space Station. As KWCH News reports, the SpaceX capsule was carrying four different passengers from the International Space Station with ongoing missions and projects from the SpaceX company. In other news, health officials across the state of Kansas are warning individuals about potential heat stroke conditions now that the temperatures are warming up across the Mid-America region. Is the latest health tip coming from Brown County with the Brown County Sheriff's Office, reminding parents and guardians not to leave young children or infants in vehicles unattended, even for short amounts of time. They also want to make sure that older adults and family members that are supervising children make sure to leave them with a qualified caregiver or family member. And according to the latest national statistics, a child dies from heat stroke about every 10 days being left unattended in hot vehicles across the nation. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A vehicle stolen out of Seneca was involved in a three-county high-speed chase late Wednesday afternoon that ended in Atchison. Reported by Nemahal County authorities, headed east on U.S. 36 out of Seneca around 4:40 p.m. at a high rate of speed. A Brown County deputy initiated pursuit of a red Dodge pickup east out of Fairview. A male driver and another occupant were reportedly wearing a face mask and were again located by Hiawatha police, then going southbound on U.S. 73. At speeds approaching 100 miles per hour, they allegedly attempted to run several motorists off the road. The vehicle was then spotted in Atchison, and a man claiming to be homeless, 19-year-old Adrian Richardson, was arrested without incident near Benedictine College. He was returned to Brown County Jail on multiple charges, including aggravated assault, attempting to elude, and interference with law enforcement, as well as various drug possession charges. Felony theft and other related charges may also be filed. Richardson had two active warrants in Johnson and Jackson counties. No word on the other individual reportedly seen earlier in the vehicle, which was stolen from Seneca and was towed from Atchison to Brown County as evidence. The annual Big Blue River Days celebration in Marysville kicks off Friday evening with the Friday Night Cruise. Tune for the soundtrack live through 9 p.m. on FM 94.1 and AM 1570 for 50s, 60s, and 70s favorites. Entries open for the Cornhole Tournament and Beer Mile, both beginning this evening at 7:30. Turtle races will be held Friday evening with a VIP tent for sponsors from 6 till 9. Kids Q competition is Friday, as 31 teams begin barbecue competition, including six local entries. Wrapping up Friday night will be Country and Red Dirt with the Damien Gunn Band. A free concert begins at 9. The annual Auto Fest highlights Saturday activities with registration 8 to noon, the show noon to 3:30. $20 per car entry includes drawings for door prizes and cash giveaways with trophies for category winners. Cars will be included in a parade downtown Saturday at 4:30. Also Saturday, Kids Zone games and such operate from 10 to 4. And the Taste of Barbecue is back this year from 2 until 4. A limited number of wristbands for the Taste of Competition will be available at the Beer Bin this evening. Model Railroad exhibit will operate at the historic Union Pacific Depot Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday noon to 4. And the depot will debut the stencil work, which local artist April Spicer is recreating in the original dining and lunchroom areas. Footloose Dance Recital is Friday and Saturday nights in the Marysville High School Auditorium at 7. Saturday night at 9, the Mikey Needleman Band plays a variety from the early 2000s in a free concert. Liz Warren will be a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She talks about the Big Blue River Day celebration.
So everybody should come to Big Blue River Days. It's my favorite weekend in town. I know a lot of people that just love seeing Marysville so full of visitors, of the locals, just everything. It's honestly my favorite weekend. And, you know, it's just even people that live here that you do see. And it's a good weekend to bring people back to Marysville. Brings a lot of alumni back to town. It brings a lot of people who moved away back to town. It brings everybody out. We love seeing the surrounding communities come support. And people travel from all over also.
A staple of the Big Blue River Day celebration is the Taste of Barbecue competition, which is back this year. The Taste of Barbecue will be Saturday from 2 to 4. You do need advanced wristbands. Those are available on the Big Blue River Days website. And you can also get those, a limited number of those, this evening at the Beer Bin in downtown Marysville.
Two, why we really want to bring it back, and that's why a lot of these people from all over the nation love Marysville. They love that we are hospitable and laid back and easygoing, and they do. They miss that camaraderie between the people also, and It ties downtown to the barbecue. Sure. Otherwise, you might not even know what's going on. Very excited to bring back the Taste of Barbecue.
Scott A. Thorngate, age 54, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Scott Thorngate. Brian D. Polar Polson, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brian Polar Polson. Evelyn June Myers, age 93, of Manhattan, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation before the service, 1 until 2 p.m. Wednesday, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for June Myers.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
It is back. Stop in and cool off with a free 32-ounce fountain drink every Friday when you buy 8 or more gallons of fuel exclusively at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Some showers become more likely throughout the afternoon on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And showers will continue over Saturday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And some rain possible early Sunday night, then clearing up with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Another chance for some rain showers on Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And more rain may be possible throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82. Record high on this date, 103. The average low, 60, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening, 8:47. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
An old German proverb says, those who don't pick roses in summer won't pick them in winter either. Welcome to National Rose Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 1st, the 152nd day of the year. Norma Jean Mortensen was born on this day in 1926. We would come to know her as Marilyn Monroe. Today is the beginning of National Rose Month, which was first observed in 1959. It's not too late to plant roses for the season. If you live in a cooler climate, you can plant them throughout the summer months as long as you keep them watered. You've got quite the selection to choose from. Roses come in over 150 varieties in the Northern Hemisphere. So make your way to your local garden center today to stop and smell and pick up some roses. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try under $2 and $3 craves from Sonic with on-the-go snacks like the Fritos Chili Cheese Junior Wrap or classics like the Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger. Basically, you crave, you save.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic under $2 and $3 craves.
Mmm, Sonic.
Tax not included. See menu for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The Nuggets draw first blood. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Game one of the NBA Finals last night in Denver. The Nuggets hosting the surprising Heat, an 8 seed out of the East who laid waste to Boston and Milwaukee to win the conference. Nikola ain't no Jokic with another dominating performance.
And a foul holding still. Jokic turns, fades, scores!
The call on ESPN. Jokic with his latest triple-double, 27, 10, and 14. Jamal Murray had 26. The Nuggets' discipline on defense proved crucial, limiting the Heat to a playoff record low 2 free throw attempts. Denver dispatches Miami 104-93. Head coach Mike Malone, postgame.
We did not want them coming in here, taking control of the series on our court. To your point, we've done a hell of a job all season long of protecting our home court. I don't think we've lost a game at home in the playoffs as of yet.
Game 2, Sunday on ABC. Before Game 1 of the Finals, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver talked about the status of the association's investigation into Grizzlies All-Star Ja Morant.
I believe the Players Association agrees with us that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation.
Morant has been caught twice on social media displaying a gun and was previously suspended by the league earlier in the season. Baseball, the Twins hosting the Guardians, down 2 in the bottom of the 8th. Royce Lewis to the rescue.
And a 1-1 pitch, a fly ball, center field, deep. Miles Straw drifting back. He'll turn, that ball is gone! Royce Lewis ties the game!
The call on TIBN, Willie Castro would then walk off the Guardians with a sac fly in the bottom of the 9th. Twins win 7-6. In Houston, Alex Bregman bringing in the runs for the Astros as they top the Halos. The Astros would win 5-2. It was also Dusty Baker's 2,126th career win as a manager, moving him into 8th place on the all-time list. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Many area athletes accomplished great feats this year and were lucky enough to take home medals and trophies from last week's state track meet in Wichita. Doing something no team has done since 1997, the Washington County girls team brought home the Team 1A state championship. Addison Gakel was able to bring home the gold in the 100 and 300 meter hurdles, breaking the school record in the 100 hurdles, while teammate Lily Richard placed first in pole vault while also breaking the school record. With a small but mighty group, the Axel Eagle boys team followed up a 1A Division II state football title and a state tournament run in basketball with a 1A team title in track. Grady Bussing brought home individual golds in the 1 mile and 800, while the team of Isaac Detweiler, Evan Bussing, Dalton Heinen, and Grady Bussing ran away with the 4x8 title. Individually, Reagan Becker of Centralia brought home gold in the 1A high jump, while Anna Juneman of Hanover claimed gold in the 1A 400-meter dash, finishing her season at an impressive 10-0 in the event, not losing a race all season.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
CJ Express is convenient for you with 3 locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Shack fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all 3 locations with diesel too at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
Marysville Junior and Senior Legion Baseball kicked off their season earlier this week. With a young team and already 5 games under their belt, Senior Legion is off to a 1-4 start. Manager of the teams, John Hafley, comments on what he sees as the most valuable aspect of Summer Legion Baseball.
I think it's a great opportunity for kids who want to continue to play baseball in their teenage years at a very minimal to low cost, and also be able to face good competition without having to travel too excessively far.
Off to maybe a slower start than he likes, Senior Legion head coach Ray Halpert talks about how his new team this year will grow and encourages all to catch a game during the summer.
We are a fairly young team. I had 6 returning players, 8 new players this year. We ought to be a team of growth this year. That's what I'm excited about, see the growth of these players. I think we'll be a different team come July than we are today. So we need confidence, especially at the plate. Well, I encourage people in the community to come out, watch this team play, cheer us on. They'll see some growth. These kids are going to hustle. They're going to give it 100% every night. And we would appreciate anyone and everyone coming out and cheering us on.
To view the full junior and senior Marysville Legion baseball schedule, go to knduiradio.com and click on the Legion baseball graphic.
Kansas Volleyball Association annual All-Star Game is Saturday, June 3rd at Washburn University in Topeka. Bella Headke of Marysville High School on the blue team, Macy Holly of Hanover High School on the red team. They were nominated by their coaches and selected by the committee. Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Save yourself some maintenance and improve the beauty of your landscape with some late spring grooming. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Mums and asters are the most often pruned perennials. Pinching them back to 6 inches throughout June will encourage compact growth while still allowing enough time for the plants to flower and fall. Pinching and pruning other late-season perennials such as Boltonia, Autumn Joy Sedum, and Heliopsis can reduce floppy growth and eliminate staking chores. Prune back Joe Pieweed, Asters, and Summer Sun Heliopsis by 1/3 to encourage fuller, more compact growth. This eliminates the need to stake these perennials. Pinch out the growing tips of Boltonia, Swamp Sunflower, and Sneezeweed. These won't be noticeably shorter, but will produce more, smaller flowers and be less likely to flop. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control, because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
The need for maximum security prisons is an unfortunate reality of life. On the other end of the spectrum is the jail in Gardner, Illinois. Its residents here were far from hardened criminals, yet the small place served its purpose well and continues to attract folks yet today. We go there as well on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
John Weiss says it's a most unique jail.
To my knowledge, the 1906 two-cell jail is the only one in existence anywhere.
The small but historic structure still stands in Gardner, Illinois.
They held, I guess we'd call them prisoners, but really was for vagrants and hobos. There really wasn't any big name desperados that were ever in there.
But the jail had an important purpose back in the 30s.
What they didn't like during the Depression time, there was a lot of people hopping on the trains to go through town. They didn't want them wandering around at night. So the constable, he would round up any vagrants or tramps in town and lock them in. It isn't very big. I mean, I'm going to have to say 20 by 20. One time I was told there were 27 locked in there at night.
As the years passed, the purpose of the building changed, and the old jail was almost forgotten.
They were using it as a storage facility, the maintenance department. So one day my wife and I went up to the mayor, and he says, you got that old jail in there. And he says, that's a tourist attraction. He says, it is? He says, well, yeah, people would like to see that. They would. And most people in town didn't even know they had it either.
So John and the townspeople worked to bring the place back to life.
Once we talked to them and they realized that they had something that folks would like to see, then the maintenance people took everything out that they were using in storage, and other people in town got together and restored it.
The little jail is today a piece of history, much like stepping back into time with Andy Griffiths Mayberry to a time when small towns once took care of their not-so-dangerous criminals. Traveling the countryside. In Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
People love to garden, but weeding is the most hated garden chore. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to spend less time weeding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Days I enjoy weeding the garden because it's a great stress reliever, but they'll cause me more stress if I let them get away from me. Fortunately, there are ways to get the upper hand on these pesky plants without spending all day pulling them out. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says weeds will take advantage of any bare spots and fill them up quickly, so don't offer the opportunity.
One thing that we're really recommending and all of us are doing in our own yards is just spacing plants a lot closer together, using a lot more ground cover type plants, even plants that aren't necessarily ground covers, but if they fill the soil and outcompete weeds, that just really helps. Mulch is good. I would say filling in with plants you want is even better.
Spending 15 minutes out there every day can save you from the drudgery of weeding marathons. Take a morning or evening walk around your garden and notice the pleasant things. Flowers that are blooming, veggies ready to pick. And then look down.
Take a dandelion digger with you, and while you're admiring that, just lean over and pull out whatever's in the way. So it just makes it a lot more enjoyable if you're just naturally paying attention to what's going on and beautiful right then. Just go ahead and weed at the same time. And you don't have to spend a lot of effort. That can be done someday when you have an hour or two.
Pull weeds when the soil is moist to get as much of the roots as possible. If they've taken over to the point of frustration, solarize the area with clear plastic in hot weather.
You can also smother the weeds with cardboard or newspapers and a layer of leaves or grass clippings. Learn more about saving time on weeding chores at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
My family's summer means road trip season, and sometimes we end up driving through foggy, rainy nights instead of clear, sunny days. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The weather is unpredictable, so knowing how to manage less than ideal circumstances is crucial. Success depends greatly on your ability to navigate the obstacles ahead, and that's actually true when it comes to building a retirement strategy, too. There are many concerns that could cloud your judgment. Will you have enough money? Will you still be able to give to others? What if there's a market crash? But there are steps you can take to navigate. Start by level setting on how you want to live out your purpose and faith in retirement. With that clarity, assess your financial situation. Take stock of your assets and your liabilities, and consider working with a financial professional who can help you develop a retirement plan. Remember, planning requires patience, caution, and flexibility. With some intentional preparation, you can live a life of meaning in retirement.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
An effort to breed crops optimized for growing in very specific farm situations. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Bayer Crop Science has been working on something it calls precision plant breeding. Bob Reiter is head of R&D for the division and says traditional seed breeding has been about creating a product and then asking farmers to adapt to it.
Precision breeding for me is flipping that completely on its head and thinking first about the individual farmer and recognizing that each individual farmer, each individual farmer's field are actually quite unique and different. And so how can we tailor technology and create products and solutions that are unique for the individual grower, as opposed to asking the grower to adapt the technology?
Reiter says Bayer believes in accepting some responsibility for addressing the climate change problem.
We are facing this incredible challenge. We're worried about food security, and at the same time, we have to respect the fact that agriculture today is still a net carbon emitter. And how do we flip this around and turn agriculture into a climate adapter and a climate positive impactor?
There's a link to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, June the 2nd. Well, the U.S. Meat Export Federation's spring conference in Minneapolis was a time to highlight the success of America's meat exports in overseas markets. Chad Smith has more.
Dean Meyer of Rock Rapids, Iowa, is the current USMEF chair. He says promoting red meat overseas adds a lot of extra value to American commodities.
Taking those trips internationally really gave me an appreciation and understanding of the dynamics in those countries and why they want variety meats and are underutilized cuts. They want those cuts over there and help me understand why. I mean, believe me, they know how to prepare those variety meats that are undesirable here, and that's what really adds that value to the carcass, you know, that extra $50-$60 in beef and $10-$12 in pork.
Meyer's term as chair ends in November, and he talks about some things he'd like to accomplish between now and then.
We're in real challenging times in a lot of livestock industries. And because of the work of this organization, the checkoff dollars, exports is really the shining light. We look especially in the pork side. My goal is hoping to see that come into fruition where it comes back to the pork producer. And the challenges in the beef industry, the contraction in the herd, we need to maintain those markets. We don't want to lose market share, certainly don't want to get out of those markets. Another thing is the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement. It's extremely important market to us. To maintain that integrity and to strengthen that market is so important to us. And my goal is that we can be on good relations with them when I leave office.
Brandy Spronk of Edgerton, Minnesota is the chair-elect and talks about some of his goals as the upcoming chair.
Obviously, like any increase exports of beef, pork, and lamb worldwide.
And let's look at your ag news on this Friday, June 2nd.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
If you haven't already, now is the time to control woody brush in the pasture. Burning, digging them out, and herbicides are your options on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Rangeland could be taken over by woody shrub and tree species such as buckbrush, eastern red cedar, and honey locust. Some reproduce by seed, others by a horizontal creeping root system. Left to grow, they can choke out desired forages and reduce their grazing quality.
Walt Fick is a range management specialist at Kansas State University. He says there are several methods you can use either alone or in combination with each other for season-long control.
Proper grazing management's top on my list in terms of thinking. You know, if we don't overgraze or do things like that, we probably won't have these problems as much. Fire is an important thing, so prescribed burning. We can mechanically cut these off based on their physiological cycle and do some good in terms of setting them back. And then, of course, there are herbicides that we can use on all these species.
Some are easier to knock back than others, and the methods will vary depending on the species. And it's rarely a one-and-done approach. For example, if eastern red cedar trees aren't more than a few feet tall, prescribed burning works really well. However, they'll be back in a few years, and you'll have to do it again. Fix says you'll have the best results if you attack within a window of opportunity.
Timing is important in all these, and unfortunately, they aren't all susceptible at exactly the same time. Normally, you know, they need to be fully leafed out. Bud stage, as these plants start to flower, that's a good time to treat them with a herbicide.
Goats are another option. They'll eat just about anything and will mow down the brushy stands pretty well if they're confined to the area. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling pasture brush at agriculture.com.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
KNDY.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, July corn has bounced back today, up 11 and a half right now at 6.04. Corn for September, 5.30 and a half, and that's up 6 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 8.10, 3 quarters. That's up 8 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for September, 8.07 and a quarter. That's up 9 and 3 quarters. July oats at 3.35 and a half. That's down 3.5. September oats at 341.5. That's down 2.75. Taking a look at soybeans for July, 13.50 3/4. That's up 21.25. August soybeans at 12.61.5. That's up 17.5. Taking a look at cotton for July, 86.71. That's up 29 cents. Cotton for October, 82.70, and that's up 39 cents on this Friday. Looking at live cattle for June, 176.32.5. That's up $1.42.5 right now. Live cattle for August, 172.75. That's up 37.5 cents. Feeder cattle for August, down 12.5 cents at 241.52.5. September feeder cattle, 244.72.5. That's down 22.5 cents. Looking at crude for July, 71.68 right now. That's up $1.58 per barrel. August crude at 71.77, that's up $1.57 per barrel. Gold for June right now, $1,951.60 currently. That's down $26.40. Silver for July, $23.73.5, and that's down a quarter. Looking at Wall Street, well, you know, the debt ceiling deal got done, and the Senate recently voted to approve it, so the Dow is up 695 right now. S&P up 64, NASDAQ up 120. Let's look at your market information.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Thank you.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Vision.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Insects can be a nuisance during the summer months. K-State Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses different types of moths that could be visible this summer. He explains the difference between irritating moths and moths that could damage production fields. Knowing what moths are a threat to alfalfa fields and who to contact to learn more about crop-damaging insects are things that a producer needs to know if they find insects in their fields. The army cutworm and army worm have similar names, but are two different insects causing different problems.
The army worm and an army cutworm, the moths come back in the fall and they lay eggs. Army worm, which we've been getting calls about, is also a moth, but just now laying eggs in the spring. The thing that's concerning about that, we've had more moths than we normally do at this time of the year. So generally that's a springboard generation. Then another month, you'll see another bunch of moths as they become adults. And that's when we usually start getting calls about the larvae doing damage on a grass crop. So I'm just advising everybody to keep their eyes open for young larvae in any grass, because right now there's more moths around, more adults around, which means that has the potential to lay eggs. So the difference between army cutworm and an army worm is the army cutworm is not going to feed on any crops now. The army worm moth is out laying eggs. Those eggs will hatch. The larvae will feed on a grass.
Whitworth reviews the common threshold for spraying for alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevils have been a serious problem. They're our number one pest in alfalfa. The treatment threshold for alfalfa weevils is 30 to 50%. What that means is if you have one per three stems infested, you probably should treat again, even though you've treated two or three times. Right now, there are still a lot of adults in the field. If it rains where you can't get in and swath your alfalfa, that leaves a nice canopy where it's nice and shady. They can feed a little bit on the leaves. They can also feed on the stems. But the adult feeding is not nearly as voracious as the larvae. They're very difficult to control also. And we don't have a treatment threshold for adults. We have treatment thresholds for the larvae. I recommend if you are within 7 to 10 days of swathing or cutting your field, cut it. Don't spray it. If you do spray, you got to pay attention to the pre-harvest interval for whatever product you use.
Contacting a local extension agent can help with identifying insects.
The best thing to do is call your county extension agent first. That's our first line of identification and knowledge. They have access to all of our extension publications, or you can go online and download all of our extension publications.
That was Kansas State University Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discussing types of insects that can damage fields this summer and be annoying in homes. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Beer Mile is back. Grab your beer-drinking buddies and enter the competition beginning at 7 at the Beer Bin downtown. The event begins at 7:30, $10 per person entry. Beer is included with the entry for teams of 1 to 4 people. The 7:30 Beer Mile run during Big Blue River Days tonight.
One of the best things about country music is the story the songs tell. KNDY 95.5 brings you the best of those stories in today's country music. But if you're looking for stories from the legends of country music, flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1, where you'll hear great stories like this.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
These working man blues. This song for the working man. The life I love is making music with my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Wailing in
Bill Lukenbach, Texas, to hang with those boys, just tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.